are the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. With radio. Oh my goodness, I can't get these levels right now. Let's try again. It is Friday, the 22nd of April, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it is SoCan Day, which means that we do a detailed survey of all the music that we play, and hopefully some composers get paid. Also, we say goodbye to yet another musical icon with a song you maybe didn't know that he wrote. Plus a look at what else is going on around town. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's get things started with a brand new disc. Every once in a while, something pops up in the Dave Radio mailbox. Somebody has a new CD that they want played on the radio, and I think this one kind of got distributed around the station, so you may have heard some of this already, but it's pretty good stuff, so I don't mind playing it again. Plus the fact that their cover photo is the neon racehorse from the Turf Hotel in Surrey. So, yeah, you don't want to miss that. So that right there tells you these guys are worth listening to. They're called We Found a Lovebird, and their CD is called Lobby, and this is the first track called Mess We Call the West.
We'll be right back.
up your things, the ones you dropped at the door. Should take your time, just be gone by four.
So that's a new one from We Found a Lovebird, and they don't have anything coming up, but they just played the Fairview, so they'll be they're around town. Speaking of around town, Art Bergman has just released a new album, his first one he's had in, well, I think he had one last year or 2 years ago. Anyway, he's still working, he's still putting out music. He's one of our favorites, one of our heroes. Gone through a lot of life, this guy. And he still keeps on rocking, and really admire him a lot. The new album is called The Apostate. He's going to be in town next month. He's playing at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street on Friday, May 20th. You don't want to miss that. So check out his Facebook page for details. There's some limited early bird tickets that are available for $15. Don't see where the deadline for that is, but the regular advance tickets are 18, and then night of the show, it's $20. So we got a couple of tracks off of The Apostate for you. The first one is called A Town Called Mean.
Thank you.
Oh,
So there's two tracks off of the brand new release from Art Bergman. It's the album is called The Apostate, and he's going to be in town, as I said. He's going to be in town next month, May the 20th, at the Fox Cabaret, and check out the Dave Radio Facebook page or go to thefoxcabaret.com for more information on that. Now, tomorrow night, there's going to be a big deal going on at the Anza Club. It's the annual fundraiser for Discorder, our very own monthly magazine that gives you all you need to know about what's going on at CITR and also what's going on with local independent music in Vancouver. We have a big party every year. This year it's at the Anza Club. Lots of great local bands are going to be a part of that. So we'll play a few tracks throughout the rest of the show, the next 40 minutes or so, to give you a taste of what you can expect. But just head on down tomorrow night to the Anza Club. If you're a CITR member, it's only $10. If you want an advance ticket, you can get them for $15 at Brown Paper Tickets, or you can just show up at the door and drop $18 and they'll let you in. You can have a great time. So that's at the Anza Club. One of the groups that's playing is the Back Homes, and this is them.
Show your love for Discorder Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder Magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free, independent Discorder Magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
From time to time, people ask me, "Hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude?" The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
If you are a playwright, a screenwriter, or just someone that likes to write, or know someone that likes to write and wants to hear your works, your words read out live on stage by seasoned professional actors, you want to participate in the Cold Reading Series. It's an event that happens about every couple of months at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. And right now they have a call for submissions. They need... here's what they wrote. Stories cannot be created, developed, or told in a vacuum. Art without an audience serves only the artist. That's why participating in an event like the Cold Reading Series is vital. We need each other to move forward, create new works, take risks, break boundaries, and become the fullest expression of our creative selves. Everybody who comes to the Cold Reading Series, from the audience members, to the actors, to the musicians, to the writers, are equally important members of this community and equally necessary in ensuring that it flourishes. So if you've been waiting for the right time to submit your script or to come down to the Cold Reading Series, then please do yourself a favor. Wait no more. They'd love to see you at the next episode, which is on May the 9th, Monday night, at the Backstage Lounge behind the Arts Club Theater on Granville Island. And but before they see you, they want to see your script. So submit to them. I'll put a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page on how to do that. And the deadline for that is the 1st of May. So do that. And if you want to know more information, like I said, we'll put it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Or you can just go to Cold Reading Series on the web. I think it's crs.com. But don't hold me to that. It's a great event, a great night, and a great opportunity to get your word heard. How about that? Last week was the final, as I move the mic, the final ever performance of Spirit of the West on stage at the Commodore. And they're a group that's been around for quite a long time. We talked a bit about them last week over the closing of the Railway Club. But, of course, if you weren't aware, the reason why Spirit of the West is closing up is because their lead singer, John Mann, has fallen by a very very devastating illness and is unable to continue. And so, unfortunately, I mean, if he could, he'd still keep going. But it's just gotten to the point where that's it. We are really sorry to see him go and sorry to... see what's happening to him. But I thought I'd play a little tribute for him here. This is from his last solo album. It was called Waiting Room, which was made into a stage presentation, a play and musical at the Arts Club last year. And this is a song that he wrote in honor of his lovely wife, the great actor Jill Dom. of Mum's the Word fame. So this is John Mann for Jill.
Ours was no tender courtship. We hit the hardwood floor. We banged our hips, bruised our lips, licked our wounds and more. And the names of God and Jesus Christ echo down the hall. Where a photograph, your 8x10 was taped up on the wall. I could, in sickness and health, in all absence of wealth, like I knew I would. On the heat of summer asphalt, in the middle of our road, on a dirty old car blanket, with a pavement turning cold, we counted shooting stars on naked fingers, naked toes. We keep counting on each other to still love what we behold. I love you all over again, just like I promised I could. At the edge of the beach, at the edge of the trail, at the edge of the woods. And when our hair goes gray or gone, and our hands turn, at the edge of the cliff, at the edge of the woods, in sickness and health, in all absence of wealth, like I knew we could.
There you go. That's John Mann. We lost another one yesterday. Yeah, Prince died. Suppose you've already heard this one, but that was a bit of a shocker. Didn't know he was, well, he didn't, nobody knew he was sick. He just kind of collapsed. They're having an autopsy to find out what was going on. But of all the tributes and all the stuff that that popped up on Facebook and Twitter and social media and stuff, an article popped up that caught my eye, and it was 11 popular songs that you didn't know were written by Prince. And some of them I already did know, like I Feel For You by Sinead O'Connor, and everything that Sheila E. and Morris Day and the Time, all the stuff from the Purple Rain movie. We knew that he wrote those ones. But this is the one that surprised me. This is from 1984. It's a woman who was kind of in the middle of the rankings in the R&B charts in the 80s. She was originally lead of a band called Rufus and then went off on a solo act. This is written by Prince. It's Chaka Khan, I Feel For You.
Chaka, 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 chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. Let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, let me make you wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it. Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, it's all up on the way. Shaka Khan. Let me rock, Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, got the feel for you, feel for you.
I just got a note from Larry at We Found a Lovebird, the band that we started the hour with, and I said I didn't know when they're playing next, and he immediately got back to me and said, Saturday, May 14th, so that's just like 3 weeks away. They're going to be playing at Lanaloo's, so don't miss that. But don't forget, tomorrow night is the big Discorder fundraiser party going on at the Anza Club, and you can get tickets either at Brown Paper Tickets, or you can get them at the door. It's if you're a CITR member, it's only $10. Another one of the groups that's playing there is called Malcolm Jack. It's a solo effort from Dataplan frontman Malcolm Biddle. And this is what he sounds like. There we go. That's Weird Candle. And they are also going to be performing tomorrow night at the Anza Club as part of the big old Discorder fundraiser thing going on at the Anza Club tomorrow night. And there you go. So don't forget to don't miss that. Frog Eyes will also be playing there. We're going to hear from them later on in a little bit. But first, we're going to take a quick break, come back with the call board, see what kind of auditions and stuff are going on.
Shut up and sit down.
The 2016 Doxa Documentary Film Festival hurtles headlong into the nonfiction universe. Whether it's one of the best base jumpers in the world or great Maya Angelou soaring the heights of literary fame, this year's selection of films take a leap of faith in the quest for justice, freedom, and naked glory. It's all happening May 5th to 15th, 2016. Check out doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca for more details.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Fighting Chance Productions has a new show going on at the Jericho Arts Center. And it's called Facing East. It's a story about an upstanding Mormon couple faced with the suicide of their gay son. When they unexpectedly meet their son's partner, they must face a reality long ignored and reconcile feelings with beliefs. Vancouver audiences will be the first to see a fully staged production of this moving New York work, which has set its eyes towards New York and London. This is a brand new piece. Music and lyrics by David Regano and a book by Mark Eugene Garcia. It's directed by Ryan Mooney. Stephen Greenfield and Claire Wyatt are sharing the musical director job. And it features the return to the stage of a Vancouver favorite who has done many Fighting Chance productions, mostly musicals. So this will be a bit of a change. But Mandana Namazi, she's had her children, and now she's returning to the stage. So she plays the mom in this show. So well worth checking out. Go to Jericho Arts Center or fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out more about that. Now let's take a look at the call board, Dave Radio's look at what's going on as far as auditions and calls for crews and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Renegade Arts Company is looking for an actor to play the role of Hud in their upcoming production of Hair, the Musical. Directed and choreographed by Don Ewen, musical director is Carrie O'Donovan. Email them at renegadearts@outlook.com for more information on that. The About Love Festival, which is a festival of short plays, they are looking for actors. There's eight short plays directed by eight great directors, including friends of the show John Dickinson, Michael Q. Adams, and Shelby Bushell. And the production is happening between June 14th and 18th. The auditions are this weekend, and they're looking for 21 actors ranging in age from 18 to 60, male and female. And there's a whole range of storylines, comedic, serious, touching, subtle, all that kind of stuff. Tomosuru Players are sponsoring it, and it's T-O-M-O-S-U-R-U Players, all one word, .com to find out more information about that. How to Adult, the musical. This is a brand new show that's going to be up at the Vancouver Fringe Festival in September, directed by Eleanor Felton. It's a story about four 20-somethings who are trying to get their shit together in present-day Vancouver. Auditions are this weekend. The Den of Thieves Collective is doing Den of Thieves, directed by Andrea Heald. It'll be happening in October, but their auditions are this weekend. In fact, it's tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at Studio 16. Well, it might not be at Studio 16, but check them out. Check out the Public Library audition page for more information on that. It's a story of a small group of criminals who find themselves mixed up with the mob when the heist of their life goes all wrong. And they're looking for actors with accents, specifically New York, Puerto Rican, Italian, Bronx, African-American. So if you are from New York or you can pull off a good New York accent, they really want to see you. So go and check that one out. Matchmaker Theater Productions is doing a new play called Concierge of Vancouver. It'll be happening in September and October, and the auditions are next weekend. mmtheaterproductions@gmail.com is the email address for that. Capilano University and From the Heart Films are doing a show called According to Camden, and that's happening in May. Their auditions are next week, and the auditions are at Capilano University. Align Entertainment Incorporated presents Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Chad Machette is directing. Kevin Michael Cripps, friend of the show, is doing the musical director job. And that's going up in November, but their auditions are happening this weekend. So make sure that you get on board for that if you want to be a part of it. They have... the auditions this weekend are just for the adult cast. The children's choir auditions will be taking place in June, just so you're aware of that. In Crescent Beach, Beach House Theater is doing The Foreigner by Larry Hsu, and that's going to be in August. The auditions are on Sunday, May 1st at Alexander Neighborhood House at Crescent Beach. The Vagabond Players in New Westminster, they got a couple of auditions coming up. First of all, Body and Soul, which is a new play by local playwright Elizabeth Elwood. This is a kind of a romantic comedy about ghosts who would inhabit a heritage home in the Queen's Park area of New Westminster. I wonder if it's the B&B where Renee and I had our wedding night. I don't know. That could be interesting. Anyway, that's happening in October at Burney Lake Theater in Queen's Park. The auditions are beginning of May. And the other one, I thought I had it right afterwards, but it doesn't seem to be there. So we'll just have to move. Oh, here we go. Alchemy Theater is doing a show at the Vagabond Players in August. They're doing their annual Shakespeare show. It's Taming of the Shrew this year, and the auditions are in May, if you want to know more about that. The other one I was looking at here was The Odd Couple, the female version. This is one of the first plays I ever did about 25 years ago. Neil Simon wrote it. It's the classic Odd Couple, Oscar and Felix, only he did a gender swap, and now it's Florence and Olive, and all the poker player guys are now women playing Trivial Pursuit, and the Pigeon Sisters are brothers, and my goodness. It's just crazy. It's happening in Hendry Hall in May, and the auditions are... Well, the auditions are in May. Sorry, May 9th and 14th are the auditions. The production itself is happening in, I think, June or July. I didn't edit that one down, so I have to scroll through it here. What else we got? Oh, Ellie King's got something. It's called It Was a Dark and Stormy Night by Tim Kelly. That's happening in Newton in Surrey in October, and the auditions are on May 15th. Green Thumb. Oh, this is a good one. This is Green Thumb Theater and Axis Theater are doing their general auditions for their upcoming 2016-17 season. The auditions will be happening in June 6th and 7th. They are open to all equity and non-equity and actor and non-actor. Anybody who wants to be part of Green Thumb or Axis is welcome to audition. You will have Chris McGregor, the artistic director of Axis Theater, and Patrick McDonald of Green Thumb will be in attendance. The deadline to submit is the 25th of May. You can send them all your submissions to Shelby Bushell at generalauditions@axistheater.com. And you can go to their websites, greenthumb.bc.ca, axistheater.com for more information on that. And the reason why I'm all excited about it, because they say we encourage submissions from adult artists with a broad range of backgrounds, including but not limited to race, ethnicity, indigeneity. Oh, I hadn't heard that one before. That's a good one. Indigeneity, that's what it is. Indigeneity, gender, and sexuality. So even grumpy old middle-aged white men like me are welcome to audition. And just remember to prepare one contemporary monologue no more than 2 minutes in length. And as I said, get in touch with Shelby at generalauditions@axistheater.com for more information on that. And the last one we're going to talk about is Bad Girls, the musical, Dramatrix Productions. This is a Canadian premiere set in the fictional prison of HMP Lark Hall, women's prison. And it requires 15 women and 5 men, singers, dancers, and actors with accents between the ages of 65. Roles are not ethnically defined. If you want more details on these or other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Okay, we've got time for one more tune. This is the headliner for tomorrow night's fundraiser at the Anza Club, the Discorder fundraiser Saturday night, and this is Frog Eyes. All right, that shouldn't have come up. There, here we go.
Wash my baby in the cold, wash her in blue light. Do you shout? Did you fall or fight? Were you ashamed of the saucer in the cup? You should clean up your cup. And it'll fall away. Your shame shall fall away, your shame shall fall away, and the bad little habit's got to stop. Did you be for the fire? Did you be a fool for the shame line? Will you be false in the cold? A duration of stops and lines that fall in cold. Man should have fallen into the tinny side. Did I wait? We must raise the inside. Fa la 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 la. It'll fall away. Your shame shall fall away. Your shame shall fall away. And the bad little baby's got to stop. Your bad and your boyfriend sucks. Who are the slickers and soft yellow scruff? Who are the bangers and your boyfriend's pups?
about with your fangs and your leather better gangs and your crooked battle bangs and your heartfelt pangs. Put away the polar rings, put away the pretty things, and the beach it always stings. But the way that Johnny sings, oh my, my, my God.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And don't forget, this show is available as a podcast. Yeah, it's free. You just have to go to iTunes. Type in CITR Dave Radio in the search box and click on my face when it pops up. Remember to subscribe and check out some of your other favorite CITR shows while you're there. We're all there on iTunes. And did I mention it's free? And if you missed any or all of today's show and you want to live out glorious moments from the past, you can also get the podcast at CITR.ca. Stick around. Ella Knorr and Erica are next with Femme Concept. And at 3:30... it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Show your love for Discorder Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing.
There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information. This Daffodil Month, add a spring to your step with the Canadian Cancer Society's Daffodil Dash on April 24th, a run to raise funds for cancer research and prevention, as well as support for people living with the disease right now. Run solo, bring the family, or team up with your friends and colleagues, because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Register today at cancer.ca/daffodil-dash.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.